Question 1. You are in a large electrical shop when you overhear this man describing a washing machine.
Which, of course, comes with a 3-year guarantee. And finally, there's the Amitron Eco. You'll notice right away that it's a more expensive model, but in the long run, it'll cut a substantial slice off your family's electricity and water bills. This particular model has been specially designed to be economical with both water and energy, making running costs a third less. Although it has the same features as all our other models and does the job just as well. Would you care to have a look at the technical profile? Which, of course, comes with a 3-year guarantee. And finally, there's the Amitron Eco. You'll notice right away that it's a more expensive model, but in the long run, it'll cut a substantial slice off your family's electricity and water bills. This particular model has been specially designed to be economical with both water and energy, making running costs a third less. Although it has the same features as all our other models and does the job just as well. Would you care to have a look at the technical profile?
Question 2. You hear a man on TV talking about a program on Tuesday night. And Alvin Major's guests tonight include the singer Lolita, the ghostwriter Peter Miller, and Bobby Antonio. Then, after the 9 o'clock news, Penelope Parchment has a particularly difficult case to solve when one of her house guests goes missing. And can Penelope take time out to patch up her shaky marriage? That's Just Penelope at 9:45. And then to round off the evening on Channel 9, Robert Mulholland presents another unsolved... And Alvin Major's guests tonight include the singer Lolita, the ghostwriter Peter Miller, and Bobby Antonio. Then, after the 9 o'clock news, Penelope Parchment has a particularly difficult case to solve when one of her house guests goes missing. And can Penelope take time out to patch up her shaky marriage? That's Just Penelope at 9:45. And then to round off the evening on Channel 9, Robert Mulholland presents another unsolved... Question 3. You are in a supermarket when you hear this couple arguing.
No! Don't get that one. That's the one that had a bitter taste.
But that one's the best value. It says here that it makes more than 50 cups.
And have you ever counted them? Look, every jar's got the same amount. See? It says on the label 450 grams.
Well, what's wrong with this one then?
It's the flavour. You didn't like it either. Look, this one's only 9 pence extra. Couldn't we just try it once and see? No, don't get that one. That's the one that had a bitter taste.
But that one's the best value. It says here that it makes more than 50 cups.
And have you ever counted them? Look, every jar's got the same amount. See? It says on the label 450 grams.
Well, what's wrong with this one then?
It's the flavour. You didn't like it either. Look, this one's only 9 pence extra. Couldn't we just try it once and see?
Question 4. You dial a number to find out about night classes. You hear this recorded message.
You have reached the Piddleton Technical College free phone information service. Courses starting next month include Norwegian clog dancing and traditional English floral dancing, both classes taking place on Mondays and Wednesdays. Cookery courses for the new year are in Chinese, South American and Indian cuisine and will take place at the centre on weekday evenings, apart from the Indian cookery course on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays, which will consequently last an extra 2 weeks beyond the usual 5-week duration. You have reached the Piddleton Technical College free phone information service. Courses starting next month include Norwegian clog dancing and traditional English floral dancing, both classes taking place on Mondays and Wednesdays. Cookery courses for the new year are in Chinese, South American and Indian cuisine and will take place at the centre on weekday evenings, apart from the Indian cookery course on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays, which will consequently last an extra 2 weeks beyond the usual 5-week duration.
Question 5. You overhear this man talking about a book.
Well, when I first started, I bought a copy of How to Get the Most Out of Your Trumpet, but I think it made a lot of things unnecessarily difficult. I mean, it helps anyway, having a teacher to show you what to do, because no book can really explain what you have to do with your mouth when you're blowing. Mind you, it does have some useful diagrams that help me pick up the fingering. But if I were you, I'd spend my money on having some actual lessons with a proper instructor. Well, when I first started, I bought a copy of How to Get the Most Out of Your Trumpet, but I think it made a lot of things unnecessarily difficult. I mean, it helps anyway, having a teacher to show you what to do, because no book can really explain what you have to do with your mouth when you're blowing. Mind you, it does have some useful diagrams that help me pick up the fingering. But if I were you, I'd spend my money on having some actual lessons with a proper instructor.
Question 6. You overhear a woman on the telephone inviting a friend to dinner.
Hello, is that George? Yes, very well, thank you. And you? Yes, I was wondering if you'd like to come to dinner on Thursday night. It'll just be a small gathering. Oh, what a pity. Still, you deserve a break with all that work you do. You've been quite run down recently, and we don't want you getting ill. Will you be going abroad? Hello, is that George? Yes, very well, thank you. And you? Yes, I was wondering if you'd like to come to dinner on Thursday night. It'll just be a small gathering. Oh, what a pity. Still, you deserve a break with all that work you do. You've been quite run down recently, and we don't want you getting ill. Will you be going abroad?
Question 7. You ask a policeman for directions to the bus station.
Well, the bus station is not too far. You'll be able to get there on foot quite easily. You keep going along this road until there's a bend, and you follow it all the way round, and then there's a big hill in front of you. That's called St. Mark's Hill. So you go all the way up St. Mark's Hill, over the top, and right down to the traffic lights. And the bus station is just after the lights on your left. And If you get to the river, you know that you've gone too far. Well, the bus station is not too far. You'll be able to get there on foot quite easily. You keep going along this road until there's a bend, and you follow it all the way round, and then there's a big hill in front of you. That's called St. Mark's Hill. So you go all the way up St. Mark's Hill, over the top, and right down to the traffic lights. And the bus station is just after the lights on your left. And if you get to the river, you know that you've gone too far.
Question 8. You are watching a repeat of a British TV sitcom called Teachers Always Right.
Lucy, can I have a word?
Imbecile. That's a word, sir.
No, no. I want to talk to you.
Look, sir, I promise I'll try to pay more attention and bring the right books next time. I just thought that everyone would find it interesting. My dad does.
Look, that's not the problem. Haven't you been missing your classes quite a lot recently?
Oh, no, sir. I didn't miss them at all. We had a great time.
Lucy, this has got to stop. It's high time you changed your attitude, young lady. Lucy, can I have a word?
Imbecile. That's a word, sir.
No, no. I want to talk to you.
Look, sir, I promise I'll try to pay more attention and bring the right books next time. I just thought that everyone would find it interesting. My dad does.
Look, that's not the problem. Haven't you been missing your classes quite a lot recently?
Oh, no, sir. I didn't miss them at all. We had a great time.
Lucy, this has got to stop. It's high time you changed your attitude, young lady.